Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor Maureen Howard of Emmanuel Lutheran Church about Easter. Easter is upon us, and can you tell us about some of the things going on at Emmanuel Lutheran?
Yes, this is Holy Week. It's the holiest of weeks for the Christian, and we began on Sunday, which would have been Palm Sunday for us, and now we're moving into Maundy Thursday, which will be Thursday the 17th, and that is the day that we hear that Jesus washes the disciples' feet, and he gives us a new commandment, and that is to love one another. And that is where Maundy comes from, commandment, mandate to love one another. So at Emmanuel Lutheran, we're having a foot washing for select people. I've already asked them if they would do that, and I will symbolically wash their feet and then hear the words of Jesus and then remember that Jesus gave us Holy Communion, his body and his blood. We will have Holy Communion that service, and then we strip the altar. As we remember, Jesus was taken away that evening to the trial, and so our service ends with the stripping of the altar, and all people are welcome to come to Emmanuel on that Thursday, Maundy Thursday, April 17th at 7:30. And then we move into Good Friday, which is the 18th of April. We begin with a community crosswalk at noon at the post office. All of Washington and all who are listening are able to come to the post office. We have this big wooden cross, and we will carry it to different locations around the square in Washington. We sing, we pray. We're a community that remembers that Christ died for each and every one of us. Then in the evening, on the 18th at 7:30 in the evening, we'll have a tenebrae service at Emmanuel Lutheran where we hear the last words of Christ. And each time we hear a passage of Christ from the cross, the sanctuary gets darker until finally we're in total blackness except for one candle, which is called the Christ candle, is burning because our hope is not died. Even though Christ dies for us and is laid in the tomb, there's still hope. And so we sit in this on Saturday, and then on Sunday morning, we hear the news that Christ is risen. Our Lord and Savior is not dead. He conquers death and rises from the grave. And so we will greet that in the early morning at 6:30 in the morning as we watch the sun come up and we hear the words that Christ is risen. And then the Luther League, our youth group, will serve us breakfast in between services. And then at 10:30, we have our another Easter service, and all are welcome to hear the proclamation that Christ loves us deeply and goes to the cross for us so that we may have eternal life. And we are located at 1226 East Washington Street here in Washington, and if you have any questions about our services, our phone number is 653-3950, and it is a joy to walk with Holy Week with the community of Washington and all who are listening.
And as Easter approaches, is there anything that you would like our listeners to kind of keep in mind or keep close to their heart?
That Christ does this for you, that it's extremely personal, that Christ goes with you in mind to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he gets arrested and then is brought to Pontius Pilate and is brought to the high priest. He does this for you and goes to the cross for you, for your sins to be forgiven. And then on Easter Sunday, he rises for you. And so this is personal, that Christ does this for each and every one of us. And to keep that in mind, that we are liberated. Each one of us is liberated from sin because of the love of Christ.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Pastor Maureen Howard. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.